thousands of Wisconsin residents turned out at dozens of No Kings rallies across the state over the weekend. It's Monday, March 30th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the chair of the State Elections Commission is warning that residents who bet on elections could risk having their ballots tossed. And we'll hear about a new tool to help people who work with cattle get a cow's eyes perspective on the world.
There's a lot of, like, oh, I've been doing this for a long time, but I never realized why it was like this. Like, why cattle stop at a certain part.
Stay with us.
Hi there, it's Rachel Martin from NPR News. I am proud to work with stations around the country, including WPR, to bring you news that you can trust. We search out the backstory, give voice to the diversity of our nation, question along with you, and share moments of beauty, moments of joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work when you give at WPR.org. Thanks.
Demonstrators once again took to the streets of Wisconsin over the weekend. Saturday was the third round of nationwide No Kings protests against the Trump administration. Sarah Lear has this dispatch from one of those rallies in Madison.
Thousands of people chanted as they marched toward the state capitol. That included Holly Kirby of Madison. Her sign read, "Regime Change Here," referencing Trump's previous remarks calling for regime change in Iran. Kirby says that war in the Middle East is one of many developments that alarms her. She accuses Trump of trying to grab more power.
He's just leading us lower and lower and lower. And it's like he's just trying to smash everything. And the everything is democracy.
Close to 100 similar protests took place Saturday in cities and towns throughout the state. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Washington County is dropping a proposal that would have renamed a local highway in honor of the late conservative activist Charlie Kirk. In a written statement reported by multiple news outlets, County Board Chair Jeffrey Schlafe said the cost was the driving factor. Schlafe said the proposal was much more expensive than the county initially realized. Kirk, who led Turning Point USA, was shot dead last year during a speaking event in Utah. County leaders said previously they wanted to honor Kirk and that private donations would cover the cost. But the proposal met fierce opposition when it was considered at a county board meeting earlier this month, with some questioning why the county would honor someone without local ties. Schlafe said that while the board wished the process would have gone smoother, it was, quote, no longer under consideration. The chair of the State Elections Commission is warning residents not to bet on any upcoming elections unless they want to risk their ballot being tossed out. Rich Kramer has more.
You can bet on anything these days with just a few flicks of your phone. Online platform Polymarket has already seen $10,000 in wagers on whether a Democrat or Republican will be Wisconsin's next governor. But Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs warned on social media this week that betting on an election you also vote in is against state law. That means your ballot can be challenged and thrown out. But she says the commission's not on the hunt for culprits.
No, the state is not going out and issuing search warrants to betting platforms to cross-reference against voters.
Jacobs says she's not aware of anyone being prosecuted under the law, but she says she'll be surprised if it doesn't come up in the future when someone gets reported for posting about an election bet on social media. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Enbridge would reimburse law enforcement for services tied to its controversial Line 5 reroute under agreements being taken up by the Bayfield County Board this week. As Daniel Kading reports, the company volunteered to pay several counties for services tied to its project under an account managed by the Wisconsin Counties Association.
The agreements come as Enbridge's plans to reroute its oil and gas pipeline are anticipated to draw protests that may pose additional policing costs. But some legal advocates argue the deals can violate constitutional rights to due process. Mara Verhaden-Hilliard is with the Nonprofit Partnership for Civil Justice Fund.
It incentivizes repression against people who are exercising their First Amendment rights and their opposition.
But the Wisconsin Counties Association says there are ways for counties to avoid burdening taxpayers with added costs tied to any Line 5 protests. Bayfield County will take up a revised agreement with the group and a direct deal with Enbridge. They'll also weigh ordinances that take a more neutral approach to recovering costs. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Nearly 200 acres of forest land in Vilas County now protected in perpetuity. It's a comparatively small parcel, but its conversion has big implications for forest and wildlife health. WXPR's Katie Thorson has more for the Wisconsin News Collaborative.
The Upper Wisconsin River Legacy Forest, first established in 2015, includes pine barrens and conifer swamps that's home to a variety of wildlife. It's privately owned with a conservation easement through the state of Wisconsin. Now 191 acres are being added to the forest. Funding for the easement on the additional acres came from a federal strategic small tracts program. Small tracts of forest land like this one can be key in keeping larger forest segments connected and help reduce the loss of biodiversity. Joe Hovel is the director of Partners in Forestry and the Northwoods Alliance.
That's got habitat for threatened and endangered species. I mean, there's spruce growth there. The pine barrens are an endangered habitat themselves, and they're also a very fragile habitat.
A total of four conservation projects in Wisconsin were funded with the Small Tracts program. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
That story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative, a partnership of Wisconsin public media newsrooms, including WWM, Wisconsin Public Radio, and WXPR. Coming up, reporter Hope Kerwin tells us about a new piece of technology that's giving people who work with livestock a cow's eye view of the world. Stay with us.
It's easy to connect with WPR through our website, WPR.org. Click on About WPR to give us your feedback, send in news tips, or contact our staff. Join one of our online communities through Facebook or subscribe to a program podcast. WPR.org. We're not just on your radio.
And finally, animal agriculture is under scrutiny by consumers. People who eat meat are thinking more about the environmental impacts and the welfare of cattle and other livestock, from farm to processing plant. As Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, a university in Wisconsin is hoping a new augmented reality tool will give people working with livestock a better understanding of a cow's perspective.
Keeping a cow's stress levels low leads to better meat quality and milk production. There are fewer injuries on a farm when cattle are calm, and it's viewed as part of the ethical way to care for livestock. But identifying potential sources of stress requires an understanding of how cows see the world. That's according to Ashlyn Kirk from the Humane Handling Institute at the University of Wisconsin River Falls.
When you are designing facilities for animals, you're trying to imagine how they would experience it, but it really, you don't know unless you see it like they would.
It's why the Institute is now using augmented reality to let farmers and meat processing staff see their facilities through a cow's eyes. Kirk let me try out the new tool at UW River Falls Meat Plant. It starts with a black safety helmet that has a double-sided camera mounted to the front.
So this camera allows you to see essentially 360 degrees around you, except there will be a blind spot directly behind you, much like cattle have.
I tighten the helmet on my head and pull on the virtual reality goggles. The screen comes to life, and all of a sudden, I've got cattle vision.
Wow, it's like seeing through a tube, like only what's right in front of me is what's in focus versus everything on the side is very blurry.
That's because a cow's eyes are on the sides of their head, so much of what they see is only through one eye. They also see in shades of blue and yellow, what's called dichromatic vision. A red jacket or safety vest looks brown while wearing the goggles. Next, Kirk opens the door to the outside loading dock.
Wow, I cannot see anything at all. It is so bright.
So it takes a little bit longer for cattle's eyes to adjust?
It takes at least 15 seconds for the goggles to transition to the sunny day outside. There's another lag when I move back into the darker building. UW River Falls is the first organization in the U.S. to use the augmented reality program, which was developed by German software company Computer Output Management. Agricultural engineer Benito Weise came up with the idea after years of trying to use pictures to teach people about how different the world is for their animals. He says it's easy to miscommunicate with cattle.
Often we make mistakes, and we don't understand. Why does he stop here? Why does he go? Doesn't he go on? And maybe he's getting aggressive.
In addition to cows, the German company has created pig vision and horse vision, and they're working on sheep next. They've sold or rented the system to customers across Europe, and the company in charge of meat production for McDonald's. The tool could help major restaurant and food companies respond to growing attention placed on animal welfare. Ron Gill, livestock extension specialist at Texas A&M University, says consumers are thinking more about the treatment of the animals they're eating.
So if we can manage the welfare of the cattle better through using these kind of technologies, I think it's a win for everybody.
He says it requires building empathy for livestock and creating systems that make sense for their natural instincts. In Wisconsin, Kirk says the processing plant staff and farmers who have tried out the technology leave with new ideas about how to make their facilities better suited for cows.
There's a lot of, like, oh, I've been doing this for a long time, but I never realized why it was like this. Like, why cattle stop at a certain part.
That might mean installing different lights to ease their transition from trailer to barn, or simply changing the color of safety vests to make cattle feel more comfortable around the people handling them. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
And finally, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Unseasonably warm today, with highs getting into the 50s in northern Wisconsin and upper 60s in the south. Light winds today with a mix of sunshine and clouds as well. It's likely we'll see some rain across the state overnight, especially in southern and eastern Wisconsin, where storms are possible, and those storms could produce some hail, with low temperatures in the 30s and 40s. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for being here for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.